you know, are related to us in our character, in our manner of life, in our acts, in our conduct, and in those areas, and also good things. Because that's what God ministered to a fallen people. And that's how God interacted with a fallen people. But you're not living in that dispensation anymore. We've been redeemed. And not only have we been redeemed, we've been restored. Listen. In Genesis chapter 1 and chapter 2, you'll find, you know, a little glimpse of the first world. The first world. The world that was set up upon the earth, man, before this one that you and I live in, where we have all this that we live in, everything, the whole totality of it. You know that there was another world before there, and I ain't talking about no prehistoric world. I ain't talking about that. I'm talking about the world that God set up. The arrangement and the pattern of operation and the system and the laws that govern that system and pattern of operation, man, you know, God set up the first world on the earth. It's in Genesis chapter 1 and 2. In those two chapters, the devil is not there. In those two chapters, sickness is not there. Racism is not there. Hatred is not there. Poverty is not there. Church as we know it is not there. Yeah, God said, and it was, when he created man, and the Bible says, and on the sixth day God rested from the work, and God said, and it was very good. On them other days, man, when he was creating everything else, he said, and eating in the morning was a good day, and it was good. But when it came down that day when he created you, he said, this was very good. Oh, Lord. And God set up his world on the earth. What you mean? He planted a garden. He planted a garden. He planted the garden. And then on the earth, and there he placed mankind in that garden, and gave him his instructions. Be just like me. Be like your daddy. Be the split in the image of your daddy. Have the same characteristic and everything, being everything. Just a little me. And baby, we gonna walk and talk, and we gonna chill out, and man, you gonna grow up, man, and you gonna, oh Lord. And we're going to have us a marvelous time. And it's going to be forever and ever and ever and ever. And you're going to be fruitful. And you're going to multiply. And you're going to make the whole earth just like this here Garden of Eden. When you be fruitful, you know, that means you're going to be productive. You're going to complete your assignment. You're going to be fruitful. That mean, man, you didn't plant the seed, been planted, even though it might encounter some storms and everything else. Even they gonna go all the way through, man. That way, man, you're gonna be fruit. We're gonna produce, man. You're gonna reach its maximum potential. You're gonna be just like me, just like me. And man, it's not only you're gonna be fruitful, productive, but you're gonna multiply. Yeah. From you gonna come a whole lot more, just like you, just like me. And boy, before you know it, man, the whole earth gonna be filled with, man, all my little children, all my little offspring. And everywhere they go, when they take their home, they gonna take the present of them. They gonna take my present and my love. They gonna take me with them. So everywhere they go on the earth, they gonna take the Garden of Eden with them too. They're going to take that environment, that atmosphere, they're going to take that with them too. And as they be productive, man, and multiply, man, continue to have children and fill the earth, man, with everywhere they go, man, the whole earth gonna be filled with my glory. My children displaying my character, my nature. And I'm walking and talking with them, man, in the cool of the day, unbroken fellowship. Me and my kids. Ruling and reigning forever and ever and ever and ever. Well, that's what God, man, that's the world he set up. That's in Genesis chapter 1 and 2. And he walked and talked with them in the cool of the day. And he gave them the instructions. But in the midst of that garden, even though there was no sickness there, wasn't no. It was something else that was there. It was evil. Evil was there. I don't like to use that word problem, but you know, it wasn't no problem for God, but there's a situation in there. And the evil that's in there didn't start, man, when Adam and Eve ate out the tree. I tell you that the evil, man, begun way, 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 way back in eternity past. When the devil rebelled against God. Everything that's happening here, man, you know, through the devil and what he's doing and everything else up on the earth, the same thing that kind of like happened to him in eternity past. Listen, in heaven, in the unseen realm, there's a Garden of Eden there too. There's a mount there too. And that's where Satan was. He was in the Garden of Eden in heaven. And he got and he rebelled against God and he got put out. And evil originated. In eternity past. So when Adam then came down here to the earth and everything else, and God planted the garden and everything else and said what he wanted and everything else, you know, they told him, man, and then after all the trees in the garden you can eat off of, you know, but there's one in there, man, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. If you eat off of that one right there, he didn't say, hey, listen, don't eat off that tree. He kind of, let me show you how you put it. He said, you can eat off any tree in here you want to. I'll give you free will. But if you eat off of that one right there, you're going to separate yourself from me. You're going to die. You're going to surely die. What you mean? I'm not talking about physically. You're going to separate yourself from me. You're going to associate yourself with evil and me and evil. You know, hey, you know, I want to hang out and talk with you. I don't want to just be around you. I want to be in you. And evil and me can't live in me. So if you partake of that, if you eat off that tree, if you declare independence from me, then you're going to separate yourself from me and you're going to die. It's like pulling a plant up out the ground. You know, you didn't separate it from its source. It need the ground. That's its source. You need God. That's your source. And when you're separated from God, then you're spiritually dead. Spiritual death is the parent of physical death. The mom and dad of physical death. It never would have been no spiritual death. It never would have been no physical death. That's why you got eternal life now. Because, man, you know, that spiritual death that Adam and Eve encountered, and all their children encountered, man, that came after them, the whole human race, that spiritual death or that spiritual separation, man, from God. They wasn't separated from God totality. Their spirit was separated from God. God still communicated with them, like I told you, you know, but he had to communicate with them, man, through their soul, through their emotions, you know. That's why you get stirred up in the messages that you hear and everything else, man. You know, because that's how God was dealing with people in time past. But in this time right now, he's going to get back to his original plan. Jesus Christ come to bring back the first world. I tell you, the church just know about, man, how God ministered to the people in the world that we were living in, man, after the fall. And in that, man, you know, is a redemptive message. We all look forward, man, for that, you know, redemption, man, you know, and saying our redemption draweth nigh. Now our redemption's been done. It's already done. It has been taken care of. I'm telling you, you have already been redeemed. You ain't going to be redeemed. You already redeemed from the curse of the law. The reason why, man, you know, they want to keep you, man, like you trying to be redeemed or get saved, you know, spirits, you never get to your destination in the end. Not only are you redeemed, man, you have restored back to you everything, man, that God's original plan and purpose for your life. I tell you what is the original plan and purpose for your life. You to live forever, ruling and reigning on the earth. A king first. We've been operating in our priesthood first. Don't know nothing about our rulership, about kingship. Don't know about our authority as a believer. Don't know about what we've been crowned with. The Bible says this here, you know, bless the Lord, all my soul, and everything that's within me. Bless his holy name. Let me say it simple so you can understand. It says, good God Almighty, Lord, I empower you, bless you, man. And not only that, but bless your word, man. Your word that you speaking, man, to our lives, you know. And Lord, I ain't gonna forget none of your benefits. Who forgive all my iniquities, who heal all my diseases, who crowns me with love and kindness and tender mercy. Where you say, who redeems my life from destruction. And watch this here. And not only that, redeem my life from destruction, but crown us with loving kindness and tender mercy. And watch this, so that our youth is renewed like the eagles. Man, how I help you with that? He said, listen, boy, you knew what really going on. What's really going on? Even though, man, you know, the first world that God set up, man, you know, mankind died in it and everything else, boy. Listen, I'll tell you something about what your father said, what he said from the beginning. Ain't a devil in hell, man, can nullify, man, what he had already said and what he spoke to you in Genesis chapter 1 and 2. You think what the devil come said to Adam and Eve in Genesis chapter 3 and to contradict God's word to them, to try to get them to turn against God's word to them, you think they're going to alter? How that's going to alter, man, what God done already spoken, what God done already said? I told you what God said, baby. You in my image, you in my likeness, you just like me, you the apple of my eye, you blessed in the city, you blessed in the field. Everything that you put your hand to is blessed. Ain't no weapon formed against you will ever prosper, man. I'm talking about that. You shall win. Hallelujah. I don't care what you might go through on this earth. The suffering of this present time ain't worthy to be compared, man, with the victory, man, that you have in Christ Jesus. You will win. Why? Because you already won. In fact, you're more than a conqueror. You're not just a conqueror. You're more than a conqueror. Somebody else fought the battle for you, man, and won and got the prize and come bought the prize to you. Like I heard one man say, you know, you have the heavyweight fight, two heavyweight fights, man. I'm talking about go all the way down to the end, man. And the victor, man, and the champion come out victorious, man. He's the winner. He declared, man, you know, he declared the conqueror. Then, man, he take that $5 million prize money, man, and take it home and give it to his family. It is his family, man, more than the conqueror. He the conqueror. He got the $5 million, man. He fought the battle and everything else, man. He came home and gave everything, the whole thing, to his family. His family didn't even have to take no blows. But they enjoyed all the benefits, man, of it. The whole $5 million was for them. They more than conquerors. They more than conquerors, just like you and I. Just like you and I. I say it again. Just like you and I. And as the eyes of our understanding is being enlightened, man, you know, to God's original plan and purpose for your life, man. I remember when Jesus Christ first came to this earth, they said this here, man, behold, a great light has come to shine. To those who sit in darkness saw a great light. They saw a different illumination. They saw, man, they had the kingdom ministry of God, man, preached to them, man. And it changed their lives. Paul said it this way, I'm not ashamed of the gospel. He wasn't talking about no any gospel. Paul preached one message too. That's why there's too many people don't like Paul, especially all the other different, that's another story. He preached one message too, just like his big brother Jesus. He preached the kingdom of God everywhere he went. Everywhere he went, boy, they didn't took a lot of people, really. Well, anyway. They had the kingdom preached to them. And boy, translated them out of the kingdom of darkness over into that kingdom. What kingdom is that? That first world. what was going on in that first world and what God and his children were talking about in that first world, man. How everything that we were saying earlier, man, that, hey, you just like me. You all the everything. All the mother trees in the garden that you could eat off of. This ain't got nothing to do with the tree of knowledge of good and evil. He was talking about all the mother trees in the garden beside the tree of life. You shall reign on the earth. That's one of them trees. Hey. Every sickness and disease that touch your body dies instantly. That's one of them trees. Hey. Hey. Every need that you got, that you ever will have, I give power over all principalities and powers and rulers and over dominions, over every sickness and disease, over every devil, every demon, every circumstance and situation and symptom in your life, I give you authority over it. You rule and reign over it. Instead of it dictating to you, you dictate to it. Hallelujah. And boy, they were, Adam was growing on up into there until, man, he got separated from God. What separated him from God? His sin. What was his sin? His transgressed the word of God. What it caused? It caused man death. What's death? Man, separation from God. Separated from your souls. So if you're separated from your souls, how are you going to get to your destination? That's what the devil plied was. Separate them from their soul so that they never get to that destination that God has set for their life. And then on top of that, man, to steal their dominion. See that word dominion, you know, that word there, you know, that mean authority. You created in his image and likeness, now you got the authority to execute that. You got the authority to. You authorized. Oh, Lord. Glory to God. You are authorized dealer. I say that again. You authentic. You authorized. That's the authority. Oh, Lord. And boy, God set that world up on the earth. And in Genesis chapter 3, God lost that world. And mankind got separated from it. Because the devil, man, tempted man, deceived man, tricked man, got mankind to do the same thing, man, that he did. Declare independence from God. The way they did that was slick. The devil's slick. You got to watch it. He go around as he can transform himself into an angel of light. It made it so to them people like it was a tree to be desired. Who wouldn't want to be, man, a God? Not an offspring of God, but a God yourself. Hallelujah. It was a tree to be desired. When all the time, man, you know, what the deceiving was it. They was a God already. There was a little G God. He deceived them into thinking they could be a big G God. They could be a God all by themselves. They didn't need, man, the souls no more. They didn't need the Father. And he made it look good, painted up pretty, just like it do us. To where it was a tree to be desired. And boy, when he ate off of it, man, then, man, they found themselves separated from God. And they do just like we do in the religious world. They try to fix it themselves. They found out they were naked, man, you know, and they try to fix it themselves. They went and got leaves and everything else to try to fix it themselves, try to save ourselves. Try to save ourselves. Try to make a name for ourselves. You declare independent from God, man. You can become, man, independent of yourself too, man. You can be all about you then. But then God even did something back then, man. God didn't go for that. Even though Adam and them had put them fig leaves and stuff around, whatever they did to try to save themselves or cover themselves, God took that off of them, man, and God provided a covering for them. He killed an animal, man. You know, a life for a life. Blood sacrifice had to be, man, shed. And he provided a covering for Adam and Eve. He provided a covering. In other words, man, what God said, you can try, you can do everything you can. You can't save yourself. I got you. I separate from you, man, but I ain't never going to leave you, and I ain't never going to forsake you. I can't live in you no more, but, baby, I'm going to be right where you are. I'm going to be right around you, man. Build me a place. We ain't in the Garden of Eden no more, but out in this wilderness, build me a place. I ain't never going to leave you. I ain't never going to forsake you. And what I told you, man, before you ate out that tree, baby, we're going to finish this. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And the Bible saying in the fullness of time, Bible say God so loved the world that in the fullness of time, he so loved what? That first world. That what he had going on in his children, man, where there was no unbroken fellowship and everything else. He loved that arrangement, that pattern of operation, that system, man, what he had up on the earth, man, in the Garden of Eden. He loved that world so much, man, he sent his son, man, get bring that world back. Lord, the Bible said he had a government on his shoulder. And of his kingdom, there was going to be no end. Here come Jesus. He said, who can open up the book, man, and tell us what's going on? Who? Nobody. Nobody could save us. Nobody. None of us could save ourselves. Who, Lord? What are we going to do, Lord? He said, behold, the Lamb of God. The Lion that was slain. Oh, Lord. Who doing this? That's God doing this. Just like he provided a covering for Adam, man. He provide a covering, man, for you and I, too, man, to cleanse us up, boy, so that we could come back into the first world that Jesus Christ came to reestablish back up on his earth. And not only did he come to bring that world back up on his earth, but the penalty, the thing that separated us, man, from our Father, he took care of that, too, baby, on the Calvary Hill. Lord, baby, the sins that separated us from our God. What sin did, boy? It gave death strength. What it did, man, it gave birth to death. What's death? Separation from God. And as a result of that, then he died physically. And watch out, man, that there's a third death that the Bible speaks of, man. That's eternal death. What's that? That's if you go into eternity future without ever being reconciled back to God. You're talking about hell. There's no way we can describe that in our little English language that we have right here. We say lake of fire and all that, but man, that's eternally separated from God without no hope of ever being for eternity. Fire, nothing else can describe, man. But boy, your Father loved you so much, man, till he sent his son, man, to bring that world back. And not only that, cleanse us from all unrighteousness, man, so that you and I can come back into, boy, the Garden of Eden. Remember when he put Adam and Eve out, man, he put them flaming swords, the angels with them flaming swords there to protect them, man, from coming back into the Garden of Eden, man, and then eating off the tree of life and living forever. He put them out. Now all that been torn in two, man. All that, even the veil that was in the Holy of Holies that separated mankind from God, all that's been torn down. The angels, man, been gone, man. Jesus Christ and came, established that kingdom back up on the earth, taught, man, how it operates, how it functions, the functioning laws and principles of it, then died up on the cross, man, so that you and I can have access, man, back into it. What God doing? God providing a covering, man, for his family. Just like he provided, man, a covering for Adam in the garden, man, he provided a covering for us, man, even after we fall. All of us. All the children, all the descendants, man. So that all of us who was born in sin and shaped in iniquity now can be what? Born again. Glory to God. What, man? Born back into, man, the original world that you were born in. Because when you were born in the original world, you were born, man, a king. You were born a ruler. You were born, man, in the image and likeness, man, of your creator, your father, your source, your sustainer. And you had righteousness. That's right standing with God. You had peace because it was no unbroken fellowship. And you had joy in the Holy Ghost, man. What that is, that means because you was always in the presence, literal presence of your source and your sustainer, your Father in heaven, man. That's joy unspeakable and full of glory. Where is that at? In the presence of the Lord. Then you had dominion. That's authority. To do what? To rule and reign. Glory to God. You had sovereignty. First, he gave you sovereignty, complete rule. He said, here, man, have dominion over the fish of the sea and the birds of the air and over all the earth. So what? I give you authority in the earth so that you can make the earth man just like it. I give you authority. You, he even man excluded himself from there. That's your territory. You handle that. When it's all said and done, man, he's still doing the same thing today. Hey, listen, you recover yourself from the snare of the devil. You lay hands on yourself, man. You speak to that devil and tell the sickness and disease or whatever, man, circumstance, situation, and symptom, man, to come. You. You don't know how to do that, though. But we know how to pray and everything. Yeah, listen, that's the time to pray. That's the time to get up, man, and start cleaning and declaring something. Yes, pray, man. But prayer don't get the answer received. It get it sent. It's what you get up saying after you pray. That determine whether that answer that's already sin is received or not. I pray that that got into your spirit right there. It ain't what you pray that get the answer received. What you pray get the answer sin if you pray according to his will, but it's what you get up saying after you pray. You get up decreeing and declaring, man, the answer, man, and, man, cast not away your confidence but maintain your confession of faith. How are you? What you doing now? I'm ruling and reigning, man, over circumstance, situation, and symptom. How? With my word. How God reigned with his word. Created you and I in his image and in his likeness. And say, have dominion. Give you sovereign reign. Then he say, have dominion. That's authority. And then to top it off, and then he say, he gave you this here. And boy, royal power. What's royal power? Here's the top of it all. Here's the icing on the cake. I'm going to give you, I'm going to create you in my image and in my likeness. My character, my nature, I'm going to give you, man, complete rule over every circumstance, situation, and symptom in your life. Then I'm going to give you the authority to execute that rule, dominion, man. And then on top of all of that, man, I'm going to give you the royal power, boy. I'm going to give you, man, a help. I'm going to give you the Holy Spirit. I'm going to back you up, man, with all of my ability. I'm going to put my spirit, man, in your spirit, man, and you shall reign on the earth forever and ever. And ever, and ever. And that's what God was talking about, man, in the first world. That's what he was saying with Adam and Eve in the first world. It wasn't all this other stuff, don't do this and don't do that, man, you're going to get you to this and this is going to happen. There wasn't none of that going on in Genesis chapter 1 and 2. Boy, your father, man, sent his son to this earth, man, and restored that back to this earth. That's what this thing is all about. If you're not careful, you just be preoccupied, man, with your priesthood. And that's a good thing now, because let me tell you something. The way you reign in life, and we'll get to this as this broadcast is coming to an end. The way you reign in life is by applying spiritual principles. Listen, you can't reign. You're a king and a priest. Yeah, hey, listen, you can't reign without, man, your priesthood. And listen, you can't fulfill your priesthood, man, without your kingship. In other words, man, you need on your turban and your crown. You need your priestly garment, but more than important, man, you need your crown on, man, so that you could execute your priestly garment with authority and dominion. Otherwise, it's just enticing words, man. In this world, man, that we live in, still dictating to us, when all the time, man, God has given us authority and dominion and power, man, to rule and reign over every circumstance, situation, and symptom in our lives. He built an ark. He built a covering. And his message to us today, man, is come on in. Freely. Don't cost you nothing. Just come on home. Come on back, man, into the first world. The door is always open. The kingdom of God is like a big luxurious hotel, man. It's open 24/7. The door to the lobby ain't never locked. It's always open. And you can come in anytime you want to. That's how the kingdom of God is, man. You can come on in anytime you want to. And when you come on in, man, and register, and register, then, man, there's a whole bunch of keys there. When you come in and register, man, they give you a key to a room, and you have access to all a lot of stuff that's in the hotel. But if you just come in and look, man, and everything else, man, you know, a lot of people, that's all they did. They just come into the kingdom, and they don't look. They just look. But they ain't registered. They haven't registered themselves. They haven't, man, really received it, man, that they are, man, the most children of the Most High God, that they are saved. They're still trying to get saved. They're still trying to get righteous. Man, you've been made righteous, and you've been saved by his grace, man. And it's time for us, man, to get past the elementary thing and the cross and get on back into, man, what in Genesis chapter 1.
Hi, this is Pastor Arthur LeVay. We at Kingdom Life Fellowship Community Ministry